This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Sydney McSprocket's everyday items with the support from the Royal Commission for the 1851 exhibition.
Oh, hello. It's lovely to see you back. I'm just making the final adjustment to a very special invention of mine. It's a chaffinch winch, no less. Now, you'll like this. Oh, now that wasn't supposed to happen. Never mind, more important matters at hand today. I'm off to the post office to dispatch the present for my wee niece Denise from Dumfries. It's her birthday very soon, and I've gone to considerable trouble to procure the prezzy she wanted. It's a balloon that plays a tune. There she goes. I'm not sure the batteries will hold up all the way to Dumfries, but it's as ready as it's going to be, and so am I. Just need to pop on my hat and coat. Oh, would you credit it? The big button's come off my jacket. Now it won't do up and the draft will get inside. How incredibly perplexing. Never mind. I'll pop this waterproof on instead. No buttons on this jacket. Instead, we have one of these. Can you guess what that might be? That's right. It's a zip. Zips were a tremendously useful invention. You see them on all sorts of clothing. Maybe you're wearing something with a zip right now. Let's see what the patented future scrutineer can tell us about these everyday items. You works up a sweat, I can tell you.
The first type of zip was invented back in 1851 by Elias Howe, who also invented the sewing machine. He came up with an idea for an automatic, continuous clothing closure that looked a bit like the zips we have today.
Unlucky for Elias, the fastener didn't always work, and just like his closure, his idea, well, it just didn't catch on. It would be over 40 years before someone else had another try.
In 1893, Whitcomb Judson introduced his clasp locker, which improved on the design. Things really took off, however, 20 years later in 1913, when Gideon Sundback, a Swedish-American electrical engineer, perfected the design that we recognize today as the zip, or zipper, if you're American.
There is a tip for young inventors. Sometimes successful inventors build on a good idea that already exists. Maybe you can think of a way to make something even better.
Gideon Sundback increased the number of teeth in his zip. He also came up with the idea of having two facing rows of teeth that pulled into a single piece by the slider.
Another clever thing Gideon did was to create the machines that made the zips.
Within the first year of operation, Sundback's machinery was producing around 100 meters of fastener per day. By the 1920s, the two main uses of zips were for closing boots and tobacco pouches. But it wouldn't be long before zips were appearing on all sorts of clothing.
And that included children's clothing, because it made getting dressed much easier, so children could get dressed all by themselves.
The zip went from strength to strength, becoming more popular than buttons for men's trousers. This was because it saved against the possibility of unintentional and embarrassing disarray.
That means you're less likely to leaving your flies undone. But we all know that still happens, even with a zip. Well, I'm zipped up and ready for my outing, so zips have certainly saved me from embarrassment today. Oh, will you look at the clock? It's time for a tea cake. There's just time before I set off. Tutty bye for now, everyone.
Sydney McSprocket's everyday items with the support from the Royal Commission for the 1851 exhibition.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.